Wow. Well, it's been a long time, but I think it's time to post another of my blogs. It is Saturday, August 27th, and it's a beautiful Saturday night here in Chicago. While up east, a hurricane is ripping up through the East Coast from the Carolinas. It's supposed to be going all the way up. I've never seen a time when they've evacuated or shut down the bus and train system in New York. But should be an interesting experience, but hope people have evacuated that needed to. And just hope that people are safe. That's my prayer also. It's my first time walking out and about since the pneumonia, so it's definitely good to be out again. It was such a beautiful night. Just thanking God for his healing. Found a great way finally to post these under podcasts using Audioboom. But it only takes information for about 5 minutes, so I may put it together in multiple parts if I go longer than that. And so I'm going to use the voice memo part of my iPhone to record audio, and then I'll put it together and see what I need to do and see how this works out. Lots been going on since I last posted. God is an awesome God, and I thank him for healing. Never had pneumonia before, and it was definitely an experience. Never been down that long, and I just really realized I am not a person like to stay in the house for any reason. That's why I'm out here tonight, walking about. But I thank God for his grace and his mercy, as he has definitely healed me a lot better. Still have some ways to go for recovery. Still a little cough, and looking forward to seeing my doctor on Friday to see if there's anything else that's going on with me, because I believe it's not just pneumonia, maybe something else, but I'll be glad to talk to him just to see. Classes have started back again for the fall semester 2011, and hopefully it's a good semester. But I thank God just for the opportunity. One of my classes was dropped because of low enrollment, and it's going to start about 4 weeks later. Still a full semester, and so that gave me a challenge of how to figure out how to teach the same material in 12 weeks instead of 16 or 8. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to change the syllabus just a little bit to get that done. So hopefully I will be able to put it together in a way that the students will still get a benefit from it in that time, and I can still teach the class the way that I usually like to do that. Other than that, I praise God that the ordination process went well, that my brothers in Christ appreciate me so much of what I do just because I love him so much. Everything I try to do is I try to do it to show that there is a God, and to have that relationship is through Jesus Christ. And so with that, I am appreciative of people that love him also, and it's definitely good to have that encouragement from others, so I praise God for that. So, like I said, it has been a great experience. Just looking to move on from there.